Tony, just talk to us about what happened yesterday, the conversation with the police. What time did that call come in, and what was said?
Well, basically, the police discovered for the first time, obviously we all know about the hacking into mobile phones, but this is the first time when the police discovered through James's brother, David, that 5 years ago people hacked into not his phone but to his email system, because when he went to Afghanistan in May 2006, he left his brother with his email system a week after he was killed on June the 11th, 2006. David logged into the system and he found that it was hacked into. Your viewers know, if you've got a message in a system on a computer, it's in bold type. If you go into it, it goes into back into ordinary type, and it was huge. It was a huge system that David had was managing for James with him in Afghanistan. Huge amount of personal information. It was hacked into, and he saw it simply because somebody had read it. It was only he that knew the password. I only found out 24 hours ago from David that system existed. When it happened a week after he was killed on June the 11th, 2006, David just thought it was, well, not particularly rationally, he thought it was just the MOD hacking into it just to find out what was going on, which obviously wasn't very sensible, but at the time he just thought, I've had enough of this, I'll forget about it. But when the Telegraph came out the day before yesterday with everything that was going on about the hacking, he suddenly realised how relevant it was.
Absolutely. I mean, this week, of course, Tony, so many people have been outraged by these allegations, but a lot of those people haven't been affected. You, of course, are directly affected. I mean, how does that make you feel, knowing that your son's email account was hacked just after he died?
Well, obviously I know about the girls that were hacked into. It's disgusting, the whole thing. Fortunately, it was 5 years ago, so it doesn't affect me as much as it would have done then. So I can handle it. I've been in touch with the police. They've been hugely helpful. They're checking phone numbers, David's and mine, see if those are hacked into. They're opening a separate investigation because this is the first time they've known about hacking into emails. Everything else has been 3,000-4,000 mobile phones. It's the first time they've learned about emails.
Let me just ask you as well about the News of the World, because it was seen very much as the forces newspaper. The revelations this week must come as a real kick in the teeth. But in saying that, you think the newspaper should carry on, because if you get one or two bad people in an organisation, you can't judge the whole organisation on that, can you?
I entirely agree with you. I wasn't particularly a reader of the News of the World. Yes, there was superb support for the armed forces. But in any organisation, you've got bad apples. The apples actually weren't... It ran out of control, simply. Very simply. There was actually... Obviously, the people they employed, the detective agency, were very stupid. Who else would think of hacking into the girls' killers?
Tony, just a final question on what's going to be happening next, because you've had the conversation with the police. In the next 7 days or so, do you know what's going to be happening next with this investigation?
Well, firstly, it's not going to happen quickly. The police got a huge job. They're backlogging on 5 years ago. They've told me that having to investigate loads more that's happened since. That's got to happen. There'll be prosecutions, there'll be court cases, judgments. There's no way the government, pushed into a corner by Miliband, can do anything about an inquiry, because it's all sub judice.
Tony, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. That's Tony Phillipson, live in St Albans. Back to you in the studio.